From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. They're looking for the cause of a fire early Tuesday morning in Eureka. Crews got the call at about 4 a.m. and found a loading dock on fire behind a building at 55 West 3rd Street. That fire had also gotten inside the building, and the roll-up door was locked, so firefighters first battled the blaze from the outside, then got inside where they extinguished it completely. No injuries, about $3,000 in damage. Pot would be sold from the old Bien Padre location in Eureka now that the company, Grown Rogue International, is setting up shop inside. Lost Coast Outpost reporting the operation already has products on the premises ready for sale once they get state documentation to open the doors. The company didn't buy the property at 1459 Railroad Avenue. They're leasing it. The former tortilla chip company closed up shop in August after 45 years in business. 13 years in prison for a Hydesville man in connection with a shooting in Southern Humboldt 2 years ago. 38-year-old Casey Felt pleaded guilty to assault with a firearm stemming from the shooting of his then-girlfriend, 24-year-old Christine Turkovich. He'll get credit for the nearly 600 days he served in the Humboldt County Correctional Facility. Turkovich had told police she was sitting in her vehicle when she was approached by two men in masks who began shooting at the vehicle and demanded drugs and money. She had to flee the scene. With concerns over visuals and a limited water supply, the Trinidad Rancheria tribe is taking a second look at a major hotel project. There's a new architect on board, and the new blueprint would take the building from six stories to five and also nix a rooftop bar and lounge area. The hotel would have 100 rooms. Some people are also concerned about the hotel's daily water and wastewater demands and their impacts on an already limited water supply. It's a decision that could affect properties in just about every quarter of Humboldt County. The Board of Supervisors discussing rezoning some 13,000 land parcels that cover more than 500,000 acres. Lost Coast Outpost reporting the board's attempting to make zoning consistent with underlying land uses as they were determined to be in the general plan update wrapped up in October last year. At a meeting last month, a number of people spoke out about the potential impact on environmental resources and entitlements. At least one speaker went beyond just complaining about the process and talked about potentially filing a complaint with the state's Fair Political Practices Commission. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.